There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Tonight's video is about these park rangers who are searching for five missing hikers out at their national park. And the clues and the things that they find along this trail will terrify you. Stay tuned because this is a three-part story. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. I wanted to post this so people would know what happened. So the real truth would be known no matter what official sources might say. I'm a pretty reasonable guy, or at the least I think so. I've worked in the state park for years now, and I have yet to come across any problems I couldn't handle. Until the day my boss approaches me with an unusual request. Being the calm, cool individual that I am, I reply in my usual low-key style. "You want me to what?" I said, trying to keep my voice under control so my boss didn't fire me. "Look, I know this is weird," Ken said. "I'm having a little problem with it myself, but if it's true, we need to do something." "But why me?" "Because you're the best tracker. I'm 5'4", weigh 130 pounds soaking wet, and you want me to go out and track down?" I lowered my voice so it would stay confined to the boss's office. "An imaginary creature that would be twice or three times my size?" "I don't know," he said. "That's the thing. No matter how much research I do, there's always another expert with conflicting information." "That's because it's all made up," I said. "Stories passed down from one generation to the next until someone decides to make some money by writing a book about it or filming a blurry video, then all bets were off." Ken signs. "I don't disagree with you. And if you go out there and find it's a rogue mountain lion or bear, I'll be the first one to congratulate you. It's just, we have to do something. Five hikers have gone missing, vanished without a trace. And that's just in the last 2 weeks. We have to at least show the public that we are trying." It was my turn to sign. "I understand that, but who cooked up this kookamamie idea of cryptids hunting hikers in the park?" "It was Glenn who first told me that he had seen something strange," he said. "At first I blew it off as ridiculous, just like you did. But the more he told me, the more I thought this might need some looking into." "Well, if you're going to make me do this, you may as well give me Glenn as a partner." "I was thinking the same thing. Since he had found the tracks, and seems to be pretty well versed in this cryptid crap, it only makes sense." "Nothing about this makes sense," I said. "I know. But I appreciate you taking this one for the team." "Yeah, yeah," I said, waving him off. "Just make sure you tell Glenn I'm in charge." "Absolutely. And you could call me any time if you need extra help." "Extra help?" I said. "To track down something that doesn't exist? I think I got it handled." "Good luck." I shook my head as I stepped out into the cool autumn air. September had been unseasonably warm, but the last week had brought cooler weather and the threat of early winter. In other places, that might not be such a problem. But here in the mountains, snow could be deadly. I wasn't looking forward to winter in the least, but then, I never do. I looked out over the foothills of the mountains that were still green, but had just a hint of the leaves about the change. I knew that soon this would be one of the most beautiful places on Earth. I found Glenn out on the trail. He was bent over examining the ground when I walked up. He stood and looked down at me. A 6'2", he towered over me. And even though he never said anything about it, I always got the feeling it gave him a superior feeling. Maybe it was just me. "Hey," he said. "Hey, back, you find something here?" "I can't be sure," he said. "It looks like a track, but it's weird." I bent down and took a look. "It's a bear," I said with a quick glance.
"Are you sure?"
100%.
"I'm not so sure," he said, bending down again.
"It's a bear," I said more forcefully.
"What's your problem?" he said, standing up so I would have to look up at him.
"My problem is getting sent out in this wild cryptid chase," I said. "You know they don't exist, right?"
He glared at me.
"Are you going to be like this the whole time?" he said. "Because if so, Ken needs to find me another assistant."
"Assistant?" I said. "Didn't he call you?"
"No."
"Well, I guess you missed the memo," I said. "I'm the one in charge of this investigation."
He laughed. "I'll just bet that Glenn put you in charge."
"What's that supposed to mean? I'm the best tracker around here."
"Yeah, you're a legend in your own mind."
"Call Ken," I said.
"I don't need to call him."
"Yeah, you really do," I said, holding out my phone.
"Fine."
He took the phone and dialed the number. I enjoyed watching his face fall by degrees as the conversation went on its very short course. He hung up and tossed the phone back, looking like he had just sucked on a lemon.
"So where do we start, boss?" he said, venom dripping from every word.
"Where did you find the original tracks that started all this?"
"Just down this trail a ways."
"Let's go." We proceeded down the trail. He seemed to be slouching, as if he was a little kid sulking because someone had taken his favorite toy. He did get his petty little revenge, though. As he led the way, he took fast, long strides, forcing me to nearly run to keep up. I didn't want to say anything because that meant he'd won, but I wasn't sure how long I could keep up the track meet, especially going up and down the hills on the trail. When he finally stopped, I was winded, but I did all I could not to let him see. I took long, slow breaths even though my lungs were screaming for air. He glanced at me.
"You okay?" he said.
"Fine," I said, not giving him the satisfaction.
"Where are those tracks?"
He pointed them out and I bent down to get a closer look. I said.
"Let me guess," he said in his most sarcastic voice. "It's a bear."
"Definitely not," I said, looking up at his face that was filled with surprise.
"It looks like something else. I'm not sure exactly."
"What do you mean?"
"I mean, at first glance, it looks like a mountain lion, but the shape of it is a little different."
"So it's a cryptid print?" he said, nearly bouncing off his toes.
"Slow down there. All I said was the shape was a little different," I said. "That's not exactly concrete evidence, but it is something."
"Yeah, it's something, but we don't know what yet."
"Well, let's find more tracks," he said, looking around the ground.
"I've already found some more, but they all look like these," I said. "They must have been made by the same animal."
"It's not an animal," he said defensively.
"Okay, look, I get it. You're young. You haven't been here very long. What, like a year now?"
10 months.
"You want to prove yourself," I said. "And that's great. But we need to take this slow and be sure of what we find. Otherwise, we'll end up in one of those tabloids as the idiots who searched for invisible cryptids."
He stepped back and sighed deeply.
"I understand."
"Okay, so let's take a slow approach and find out what really happened without tainting the evidence with a premature perception."
"All right," he said. "The animal tracks go away from the trail. Do they look like there was a struggle here?"
"Not really," I said, examining them.
so this might not be whatever took the hikers. It might be another animal just crossing the path. You're right. Where were the hikers last seen? On this trail a little further down, but nobody seems to know if they doubled back and came through here a second time. I stood and brushed my uniform off. Let's head that way then. I started out and he fell in step beside me, matching my pace. It was nice to be able to go at my own speed. As we got closer, I stopped and looked up at the trees. You hear that? I said. He cocked his head for a moment. I don't hear anything, he said. That's exactly my point. We should be hearing birds and all kinds of wildlife, but we aren't. What does that mean? I paused and looked him in the eye. It means there's a predator nearby. We both took a long, close look around. The thing is, when you're in the forest, there are 1,000 places to hide. There could be a creature sneaking.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Up on us only a few feet away and we wouldn't even know until it was too late. Come on, I said. Let's go where we need to be. I won't lie. I picked up the pace a little and my eyes were constantly searching the trees. Glenn was on such a full alert that he nearly tripped and fell twice. It didn't take us long to get to the spot. As we approached, we saw an older man standing there staring up at the trees. He seemed disheveled and dirty. It was clear that he wasn't a recreational hiker. He was something else. Excuse me, sir, I said. Do you hike through here often? Why? He said quickly, his eyes darting back and forth between us. This park is public land. I could come and go as I please, and you can't stop me. The entire time he was talking, he was also pointing a wrinkled finger in my face. We're not here to harass you or tell you what you can and can't do, Glenn said. We're looking for some hikers who went missing. His face brightened. Why didn't you say so? He said. Sure, I saw some hikers go through here the other day. Do you remember about what time it was? I said. It was midday, I know that much, he said. I don't have much use for a watch anymore. Do you know how many hikers there were? Glenn said. 3, I think. 2 women and a man. Anything else you could tell us about them? I said. They were young, probably in their 20s, he said. They looked good. What do you mean? I said. They looked good, he said, glancing towards the trail. You know, they were attractive kids. The kind you'd see in the magazine commercials. Glenn and I exchanged glances. Do you live around here? Glenn said. The man stepped back and seemed to take a defensive stance. I thought you said you weren't here to harass me. We're not, I said slowly. We're just asking some questions. You're free to leave any time. I want to leave, he said, pushing through us and heading down the trail. Have a nice day, sir, I called after him. He didn't turn and look back. In an instant, he was out of sight. Glenn stepped over to me. What do you think? He said. I think he knows more than what he's saying, I said, staring at the empty trail. They look good, Glenn said. You caught that too? I said. That seemed a little odd. I think he might be our killer, Glenn said. You really think that he could have taken on 3 20-somethings by himself? Not in that form, Here we go, I said, rolling my eyes. Skinwalkers can change shape.
What the hell is a skinwalker?
It's a shapeshifter, he said. They turn into animals when they hunt. That's confident, I said. So now we're hunting an animal that isn't an animal, but looks like other animals? So if we come across it, how will we even know if it's him or just some other random animal?
Glenn stared at me.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you thought of it, though, I said, starting back on the trail.
Where are you going? He called after me.
To ask the old man more questions.
He shook his head and took one more look around the area. For some reason, being surrounded by trees made him suddenly uncomfortable. He saw the hundreds of hiding places where a predator could be sitting, waiting. He trotted off after me.
When he rounded the corner, he nearly trampled me as I stood there in the middle of the trail.
What the? He said before following my eyes to see why I had stopped. There was a mountain lion standing in the middle of the trail, staring at us and showing its teeth.
That's him, he whispered in my ear, making me jump.
Him who? I said, annoyed.
The old man.
Are you nuts? I whispered.
He's in his animal form, Glenn said. That's why he's looking so aggressive at us.
He's looking so aggressive at us because we're his weekly snack. The entire time we were talking, I was slowly reaching for my gun. Once it had cleared the holster, I flicked off the safety and slowly drew it up.
Don't shoot him, Glenn said. We need to find out where the hikers are.
I'm not going to shoot him, I said, raising the gun slowly in the air and pulling the trigger. The gunshot echoed all through the hillside. The effect was instant. The mountain lion bolted down the trail like its tail was on fire.
Why did you do that? Glenn said.
Because I don't want to be eaten, I said, sliding my gun into its holster.
We needed to get him to tell us where the hikers are.
I stared into his eyes. My incredulous feeling couldn't stay hidden any longer.
That's not the old man, I yelled. That was a mountain lion.
It's his cryptid form, he said, causing me to walk away in disgust. He followed behind each of us, frustrated because the other was being so stupid and couldn't see the truth. When we got back to the truck, I drove to the station. The sun was sitting on the horizon, waiting to drop behind the mountain. We drove in silence. When we got there, we each got into our personal vehicles and drove away. I got home and threw myself on the couch. I grabbed a pillow from beside me and held it against my face while I screamed in frustration. After I was done, I sat there for a while. Eventually, I got up, went over to the computer, signed, and typed in cryptids. The next morning, Glenn and I got to the ranger station door at the same time. We each stood there, holding our coffee like some old West standoff. Until finally I pulled the door open and he walked inside.
How'd you two make out yesterday? Ken said as he saw us.
It was... Glenn started.
Bullshit, I thought. Stupid, pointless, annoying.
Challenging, he said.
Glenn looked at me and I shrugged.
So, we're no closer to finding those hikers? Ken said.
We do have one lead, he said as if I hadn't spoken.
No, we don't.
Because my partner allowed him to get away.
Because he's not a suspect. He's just some old guy.
Who could turn into a predator?
No, he can't.
Ken had been watching us go back and forth like a tennis match until he had...
Enough!
He yelled, drawing the attention of the rest of the rangers in the room.
You two, my office now!
He said, then marched towards his door. We followed along, not saying a word. Once we were in his office, Ken slammed the door closed.
What the hell is wrong with you two? He said. I gave you a job. Find the hikers.
You seem to have heard. You acted like a couple of toddlers in a playground fighting over a ball. He wanted to accost this old guy who looked like he was homeless, I said.
He was a skinwalker, I know it, Glenn said.
Okay, this has to stop, Ken said. You need to accept that he is in charge, he said, pointing to me. And you need to accept that there might be something to his theory, he said to me, regardless of whether you believe it or not. Glenn and I stared at each other with mutual distrust. Enough, Ken said. Work together or I'll fire you both, got it? Now get the hell out of my office. We both turned and reached for the door at the same time. He beat me to it and wore a smug expression as he opened the door. It was my turn to wear the expression that he had opened the door and I walked through. The rest of the Rangers who had been hovering nearby to hear what was happening scattered when we came out and suddenly decided they had things to do in the office. What's your plan for today, big guy? Glenn said. I ignored the obvious short joke and turned to face him. Dogs, I said. Dogs? We should get some search dogs out there. He opened his mouth and got a thoughtful look. That's actually a good idea. Thanks. Why don't you see if you could find some search and rescue dog units nearby? Why me? Because I'll be at the police department doing a composite sketch of our old man to hand out to people so we could find him and question him further, I said. I mean, after all, he's our only suspect. Glenn gave me the slightest grin. Sounds good, he said, heading for his desk, and I went for the door. 2 hours later, I had the composite sketch that was a good resemblance of the man. I drove back to the station and found Glenn had been busy. I found a team that said that they could be here tomorrow morning, Glenn said. Great, I said, showing him the composite sketch. That looks like him, he said. I'll make some copies. While I was there, I mentioned our missing hikers and checked to see if they...
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Had any missing person reports? I said. They gave me info on 3 reports they had gotten yesterday. I laid the folder on the desk beside the copier and spread the papers out so he could see them.
What are we looking for? Glenn said.
Not sure, anything that might give us a clue as to what happened.
They got lost or attacked? He said.
Did they?
What makes you so sure that one of them didn't come along thinking of something other than a hike in the woods?
What do you mean?
I mean, what if something went wrong?
Like what?
Could be anything, I said. You never know what could set someone off. Lover's quarrel, jealousy, being the butt of endless jokes...
Glenn looked down at me and opened his mouth as if to say something.
It's good to see you two finally working together, Ken said, looking at our progress.
Yeah, Glenn said. It's great to trust each other enough to work as a team.
I smiled and nodded.
Glenn found some support dogs. They'll be here tomorrow, and I have a sketch here of the old man from yesterday.
I thought you said he wasn't a suspect, Ken said.
Right now, he's all we have, I said, looking at Glenn.
Glenn nodded.
Have you contacted any of the families? Ken said.
Not yet, I said.
I figured we would see what the dogs found first. If they strike out, we might have to call the families to get more info. But at this point, I wouldn't want to get their hopes up.
Sounds good, he said. I'll leave you to it.
As he walked away, Glenn said,
I appreciate you backing my theory.
I looked up cryptids online last night.
Really?
He said, brightening.
What did you find?
A lot of crackpot theories. His face fell. But I also found some things that were interesting enough to think you might be right. There's some interesting stuff out there, and those skinwalkers are scary as hell. Maybe we should be carrying some more firepower. I looked at him for a moment. Couldn't hurt, I said with a shrug. We went to the armory and grabbed the only remaining shotgun. It seemed like the Rangers had the same idea. We searched other trails along the area, avoiding the one the dogs would search in the morning, to reduce the chance of us contaminating the scent. At the end of the day, we each went home to get some sleep. Tomorrow was going to be a big day. The handlers met us bright and early with their dogs raring to go. Glenn tried the pet one and nearly lost his fingers.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that again, the handler said. They're not the friendliest of animals.
The dog tried the pet reinforced his handler's statement by staring at Glenn and growling softly.
Enough, the handler said, rubbing the dog's fur. He's on our side.
We showed them the trail, and they took the lead. The dog sniffed all over the trail all the way down to where we had first saw the old man. At that point, it was like someone just gave them a triple shot of caffeine. They raced up the hillside, practically dragging their handlers. It was all Glenn could do to keep up. I'm ashamed to say I fell behind. Climbing a steep hillside isn't something I do every day. I was keeping up until the first time I slipped and nearly rolled down the hill. It was then that I traded speed for caution. When I got to the top, the dogs had found three tents. No one was looking into them, they were just looking at them. Even the dogs were pulling to get away from the tents. Their handlers had to tie them to the trees to keep them from getting dragged back down the hill. I looked from face to face and saw fear.
What happened? I said to Glenn.
We solved the case,
he said, looking ashen. I looked at him questionably, and he just walked away. I took the initiative and opened the flap of the closest tent. I wish I hadn't. The flies and the stench of decay hit me at the same time. I nearly lost my breakfast. Begrudgingly, I went to the next two tents and found a similar scene. No one else seemed to want to do anything other than just get as far away from the tents as possible, so I picked up my radio and called Ken.
We found your hikers, I said. They're all dead.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.